Welcome to KUOI News, a collaboration between the University of Idaho's own radio station, KUOI, and its independent newspaper, The Argonaut. KUOI News brings you the biggest stories from The Argonaut in 15 minutes or less, Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. You can also listen to KUOI News anytime at uiargonaut.com under the radio section. Welcome to KUOI News for Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. I'm your host, Andrew Deskins. From today's news section, we have a story from Holden Nelson on the UI Food Pantry. Emily Aizawa has a story about alternative service breaks. And Caitlin Maroney has a story about the student health insurance program. For sports, we have a story on Vandal Soccer's losses this weekend from Curtis Gennetti. Aaron Wolf reported on volleyball's trip to the Bronco Classic, where they had three straight wins. And Stefan Wiebe has a story on the recent cross-country meet. Finally, for RAR, Emily Varstra has a story about computer science students. Those are the stories coming your way, guys, so stay tuned to KUOI News.
The UI Center for Volunteerism is launching a food pantry to supply food for students, staff, faculty, and families who need it. The food pantry gives recipients food packages with a week's worth of food every Tuesday. Colleen Quinn, Director of Student Involvement, says she is happy the food pantry is finally up and running.
Well, we know that almost half of University of Idaho students are Pell eligible, which means Pell Grant eligible. So technically speaking, there are quite a few students who probably are having some food insecurity or in need. That being said, not all of those people who are Pell Grant eligible will use or need access to the food pantry. We know there's probably, on an average right now, we have, I think, about 9 or 10 students that have been able to access it, just because they know about it and different things like that and are really needing it.
Students can apply for the food pantry on the Center for Volunteerism and Social Actions page on the University of Idaho's website, or visit the food pantry table in the sub Thursdays from 2 to 5 p.m., For KUOI News, I'm Holden Nelson.
This year's alternative service breaks will be in Peru, Romania, San Francisco, and Pittsburgh, and will address issues ranging from poverty, homelessness, and HIV/AIDS outreach. Alternative service trips are heavily supported by ASUI, and while students are responsible for paying for the trips, ASB coordinator Andrew Blake says they can receive assistance from UI.
So if your main concern is applying is that you can't afford it, we're going to work as hard as possible to make sure that we can, make that possible.
Domestic trips cost $600, while international trips cost twice that. Applications can be found online at uidaho.edu/volunteer. For KUOI News, I'm Emily Aizawa.
Greg Tatham is the vice provost who oversees the student health insurance program. Coincidentally, he currently has a broken leg, which he says illustrates the importance of insurance for students. He had to have surgery, and if a student had an accident like that and doesn't have any insurance, many students would have to leave school, Tatham said. All degree-seeking students are required to have insurance, and if they don't, they have to use SHIP, the Student Health Insurance Program. SHIP manager Lori Krasselt says the quality of SHIP is high considering how cheap it is. She says unlike private insurance companies, SHIP can be paid with financial aid, and only co-pays are required. Immunizations, vaccinations, annual wellness exams, and all of the preventative care services that are under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act are covered at 100% by SHIP. While the Affordable Care Act will likely change the program somewhat, Tatham says students should take advantage of the program. For KUOI News, I'm Caitlin Maroney.
The Vandal soccer team has the right to hold their heads up high after this weekend's matches. They lost in their two matches against the Eastern Washington Eagles and the UNLV Rebels. The Vandals played the best two matches of the season, and both games fell just out of the Vandals' reach in the last few minutes. Idaho soccer coach Pete Scholler says the game could have gone either way.
I couldn't be more proud of the girls. They put everything out on the pitch and left nothing out there. I think a few decisions didn't go our way. We could have won that game 3-0.
WAC play starts at home this week as the Vandals take on Grand Canyon State at Guy Wicks Field, starting at 1 p.m. Sunday.
Idaho volleyball had a good weekend at the Bronco Volleyball Classic, winning three straight matches, turning their play around after going winless last weekend. Coach Debbie Buchanan reached 200 wins with the Vandals when they beat Boise State. Buchanan is in her 14th season with the Vandals. She says they are hoping to win the WAC championship for the first time in school history. The Vandals will play Wazoo on Thursday and Nevada on Friday. Both matches will be played in Pullman. For KUOI News, I'm Aaron Wolf.
The Idaho women's cross-country team showed it's a force to be reckoned with after beating conference foe Seattle U and regional rival Washington State on its way to a third-place finish overall at the Sun Dodger Invitational. The young Idaho men's team also beat WAC opponent Seattle U at the meet Saturday in the Puget Sound. Idaho coach Wayne Phipps talked about his team's performances.
Yeah, I thought both teams performed very well. Again, like we talked about previously, we kind of used this meet as our opening meet and do an evaluation afterwards. And I was really impressed by both sides. On the men's side, it was the second fastest team average we've had on that course. And on the women's side, it was third, but only 3 seconds away from our fastest team average ever.
Idaho senior Hannah Kaiser was the top Vandal finisher on the women's side with her sixth-place finish at 20 minutes, 50 seconds in the 6-kilometer race. Her time was almost 5 seconds slower than her collegiate winning time at the meet in 2012, but was still the second-fastest Idaho time on the Sun Dodger course, second only to her 2012 time. The Idaho women's team also moved into the top 15 in the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association NCAA Division I rankings for the West region. On the men's side, junior Cody Helbling was the top Vandal, finishing in 24 minutes and 14.01 seconds, on his way to his first top 10 finish as a Vandal at the 8-kilometer distance. He finished in 10th by only 0.2 of a second.
We had a number of outstanding performances on the men's side, too, with Cody Helbling running the third fastest time ever for someone from Idaho on that course.
The Vandals return to Pac-12 territory on Saturday, October 5th, for their most prestigious meet of the season, the Dellinger Invitational in Eugene, Oregon. For KUI News, I'm Stefan Wiebe.
The programming language C++ was created in 1979, and it is used to create programs that direct computers. Clinton Jeffrey, a computer science professor at UI, says it is a strange form of engineering because the things they create are intangible.
Jeffrey says graduates of the program frequently work at Schweitzer Engineering.
He says about 20% of students go on to graduate school. Jeffrey says he fell in love with computer science because of the rush you get when your program works. Jeffrey says for most of his students, he hopes they get the same experience that he got when finishing the project and the program is actually working. He says there is a huge rush when you see the program doing what it's supposed to do. Jeffrey says that is even more fun if it's doing some pretty computer graphics or animation, but it's cool even if it's just crunching a bunch of numbers and coming out with the right answer. For KUOI News, I'm Emily Vartstra.
That's going to do it for KUOI News for Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. Once again, I'm Andrew Deskins. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you keep on listening. Have a great day, guys. Just repeating the slogan, become